Scores of people were missing off Papua New Guinea on Thursday after a ferry carrying about 350 passengers sank, with many feared dead. Over 230 people were saved by local and Australian rescue craft. Susie Hodges has this report.
It seems now the ferry was hit by high winds and swells up to 5 metres high. The MV Rabaul Queen, operated by PNG company Star Ships, sank about 16 kilometres from Papua New Guinea's northern coast. According to Captain Noro Rahman from PNG's National Maritime Safety Authority, most of the passengers were able to make use of life jackets and life rafts.
Well, the ferry, as an international shipping conditions, would have life jackets, life rafts and the safety gear in conformity with the international standards.
The ferry was on its way from Kimbe, a dive spot on the island of New Britain, to the mainland city of Lae, the country's second largest city. Most of the passengers were students and trainee teachers. Australia is providing assistance to the rescue effort, and Prime Minister Julia Gillard said the Australian people will keep the victims in their thoughts.
We've been asked to provide assistance to PNG, and we are providing assistance to PNG. But given the likely very high loss of life here, I think, when this news comes to the attention of Australians around the country, they'll be thinking about the people of PNG as they respond to this tragedy.
Papua New Guinea Prime Minister Peter O'Neill said the government would carry out a full investigation into the disaster, citing the importance of sea transport in the island nation. I'm Susie Hodges.